The Biggs and Barr Show.
Lots of stuff going on.
Sure.
Dougie line exploding. Tons of different things we have to cover today from people left on our answering machine.
The snowsuit fund campaign has kicked off.
It has, yeah. Yeah, so we got some couple things coming up with that.
We do.
One we'll talk about in a second. Shall we play the an update from our friend there, Mr. Croptober, first?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Here.
Well, boys, me again. Jars are fantastic. The chlorophyll smell is out. I'd probably be able to bring you a jar next week there, as long as you promise to keep burping, the bastard. And to the guy with the 14 plants, man, you better get those out of the ground or else you're going to be f***ed with mold, idiot. Anyways, probably got two plants, 2 feet tall. Anyways, you guys rock. Keep on rocking, Shay.
Yeah.
So that's the most positive attitude person we know. Grows a lot of weed.
Yeah, cropped over.
Legally.
Yeah.
But a guy called yesterday, said he had 14 plants.
That, that were all 14 feet high.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And I think Croptober doesn't believe him.
No.
And also would suggest that he gets them out of the ground before they mold up.
Got his back up a little bit there, I guess.
Yeah. A little bit. Well, there's a bit of competition, I think, with the home growers.
Yeah. Sure. With mold, idiot.
Yeah.
Well, you can't have mold. You can't be smoking mold.
No,
that's
no.
terrible for you.
Now, he says he's going to bring us a jar.
Yeah, but I guess they got to keep burping.
We got to burp it? What does that mean? Keep opening it?
Let a little moisture out.
Okay, I don't, are we allowed to bring a big old jar of weed to our workplace? I mean, it's for science, right? Like, it's just...
Someone can bring... We just gave away a beer kit. Like,
that's true.
Someone in the building won a beer-making kit.
I know.
It's all legal,
I just don't know. I'm not really up to date.
We're not trafficking it.
Of course not. No, and it's just been illegal for most of my life, right?
So I don't know. It's totally fine. He could even mail it to us as long as it's...
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. All right, great.
It is. I agree with you that it is still weird to see just a guy not caring about... Just for so long of my life, it's been...
Been hiding
the shadows.
Been hiding it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And now that
weed's legal, beer's legal.
Yeah.
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, no way am I... I mean, I was pro and it was illegal. So, I mean, whatever. But, all right. Well, we got that. Oh, and speaking of substances.
Right.
Legal ones. We have a little surprise that we're throwing together. We're not sure how much we can say.
Yeah. But it has to do with helping out the snowsuit fund.
It does.
And also consumption.
Yes.
On everyone's part.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and we're teaming up with some other folks who are professionals at making this thing you consume.
Yeah.
We're heading over there today.
It'll quench your thirst for charity help.
There you go.
There you go. So we're excited about that.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can say much more, so we're not going to, just to be safe.
No.
But we're pretty pumped, and we think you will be too. What a great way to not only help a charity, but like Jason said... quench your thirst.
That's right.
For charity.
Especially around the holidays.
Yeah.
I am parched. I need something to quench. I'm charity parched right now.
How can I quench my thirst and also help a charity?
Yeah.
Well, we have the answer.
Whoa, we got an answer for you. Very soon we'll be able to tell you.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, the Premier of Ontario says the extent to which people follow the province's advice on Halloween could affect the upcoming holiday season. Doug Ford says kids in Ontario's four COVID-19 hotspots should not go trick-or-treating at the end of the month. He says the recommendation for residents of Ottawa, Toronto, Peel, and New York regions, based on the advice from the province's top doctor. Ford says residents of the province need to work together this Halloween to protect Christmas.
There you go. See, he's like, I'm not canceling Halloween. Like, just don't go out.
Yeah.
There's still Halloween.
Yeah.
Just don't go door to door. I'm not canceling Halloween.
If you
did you see him and taking the phone calls from some people who are just
faces?
So mad? And he's just like,
yeah.
He's so exhausted. Like, dude, just really? Really? Like, this is what the hell you're going to die on Halloween?
Halloween.
Really?
If you have some feelings on this, feel free to leave us a message on the Dougie line. 613-216-3849. Judging by what I see on the social media, some people could be upset. new survey suggests Canadians continuing to feel a little stressed out over the pandemic. About 54% said their mental state is about the same when the coronavirus first struck the country. Only 19% said it's better. British government, though, has signed a contract for the first human challenge studies for the coronavirus. They're going to get healthy volunteers and inject them with the virus and see what happens. They still need ethics approval, but it looks like it's going to happen. The Arizona Cardinals beat the Dallas Cowboys 38-10 last night. The Kansas City Chiefs won.
What happened in the early game?
Yeah, Chiefs won. Yeah. They beat the Bills 26-17.
Yeah,
pretty good game, though.
Yeah, it was all right. Got a little boring in the end, but yeah, it was fine.
But the right team won, right, Chris?
Well, I wouldn't say the right team. Just the better one. The better team won.
Dodgers and Rays open up the World Series tonight in Texas. Rain today, high of 10 degrees. Then tomorrow, more rain. And then 17 Thursday, maybe a mix of sun and cloud and 11. And then Friday, looks like we're going up to 21. So break out the shorts again. Also down to minus 4 that night. So
maybe, what a swing.
Maybe have a pair of shants. You know, the zip-off. I have the zip-offs, right?
So. Pair of what?
Shants, short pants, right?
Spants.
The zip-off.
Spants is so funnier pants, to say then.
But yeah. Then, or spants, that's
spants.
Fine. Yeah. Yeah. And then you can just zip them off. Hey. So, sometimes I just open up the knees a bit.
Oh, wow, let it air out.
Yeah.
Sweet spants, bro.
Nice spants.
Yeah.
Anyway, right now it's 4 degrees.
Great spants.
That's the latest.
Mornings on Shay with the Biggs and Bar Show. Shay 106.
100% spantless this morning. But
yeah, I'm wearing full pants, not spants.
Yeah, no spants.
If I wore my spants, I'd have to put on my Crocs as well.
Oh, boy.
We have, somebody write this down. We have to put out Biggs and Bar spants.
Spants?
We have to.
Sure, okay.
Let me. What do you mean?
I hope we just get them for free because I don't know if they're going to take off. They never took off initially.
But yeah, if we embrace them and call them spants, who doesn't want a pair of spants? Everybody wants a pair of spants. I don't even like them, and I want a pair just because they're called spants.
Spants is something else.
Spants.
What, there's something else called spants?
Yeah. They're long guy-style shorts. That's what spants are called.
No, we're retaking it.
Right.
Like capris almost?
Almost.
But that's dumb.
Short pants.
Because it should be pants that are also shorts, a.k.a. spants.
Spants. Well, those are short pants.
Or ports. Ports. Pants shorts.
Now we're confusing everyone.
Yeah. We'll work on it. Listen, we got to talk about Zoom Dick because that's a thing.
Oh.
And artists, there's a little compilation of some artists who actually hated their own music.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
This happens in a much smaller scale to us. Like we will start a contest or start doing something regularly, like a regular bit, and then we hate it because we do it so often.
Right.
But you guys don't because you don't hear it as often. And even our boss always like, why don't you do that anymore? It's great. And we're like, we can't stand it. We're so bored of it. But, and the same thing happens to musicians, no doubt. If they have to play the same song over and over and over, even if it's the greatest song of all time. And Loudwire has released a list of artists who have talked about songs they hate. And there's some big ones.
Like absolutely.
Some massive ones. So Led Zeppelin, we'll start with them. Apparently... Robert Plant
just can't stand it.
Stairway to Heaven. He says he'd break out in hives when he knew he had to sing it in an upcoming show. apparently that's why he said that, because he can't stand the song so much. So there's that one. Then there's Nirvana.
Yeah.
Smells Like Teen Spirit. His quote is, I can barely get through it. I literally want to throw my guitar down and walk away.
Yeah. Can't, well, we know what happened to him.
Yeah, he didn't get through it.
Seems his is probably because it was too cool.
Well, no, that's it.
It got too big. Man, that's not what I wanted, man.
It blew up. And, you know.
When you're anti-establishment, anti-everything, everything popular.
It's because they wouldn't even tour with the next band.
No.
No, they refused.
They refused to. And this song, Sweet Child of Mine, it was Slash who hated it.
Well, because he had to do all the work.
Yeah.
That riff.
Oh, yeah. And had to get it. And it's so isolated that if you mess up, everybody notices. So he had to be perfect every time.
He does from time to time.
Sure.
He does mess up.
Yeah. He says he learned to appreciate it, though, because of the reaction it got from the fans.
Oh, people love it.
For sure.
He, obviously, a lot of rock stars in those days, like, almost died from doing something. Like, I was... listening to something the other day, like Slash, like literally was like days away from death. They said, like, you gotta stop. He had put so much into his body, but for some reason, Guns N' Roses isn't one of those. I know we're a little off top. That's Guns N' Roses isn't one of those bands what you think of immediately,
right?
like the Motley Crues or like the Aerosmiths of the world.
Anthony Kiedis from Red Hot Chili Peppers, who should have been dead at least four times over.
A bunch of them.
Yeah.
It is remarkable. The ones that survive the amount of abuse they put themselves through. It's crazy.
Keith Richards.
I mean,
yeah.
You can look at Guns N' Roses and probably assume
right.
You
know what I mean? Oh, wow. Yeah. Eat something, fellas.
Yeah, I would have thought it was heroin.
But there's lots of songs on this list that people love, like The Who's Pinball Wizard. They hate playing that. Beastie Boys hated playing Fight for Your Right.
Well, when you do it so much. I mean, so much. So much.
Radiohead hates Creep. Oasis hates Wonderwall.
Yeah.
They don't hate making $1 million a year just off Wonderwall on Spotify.
Yeah,
REM just hated Shiny Happy People. I'm with you guys. I hated that song. Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Some of those stresses come from working from home, you know, being interrupted, showing people your wiener on Zoom meetings and stuff.
Yeah. That is legit.
Or Jeffrey Toobin.
Yes.
I hadn't heard of him till yesterday.
No. If you don't know who he is, he works for the New Yorker, is it?
Yeah. The New Yorker magazine. Well,
yeah, he's a lawyer and he's a writer, whatever. And he's
writing a little poetry yesterday.
He's on a Zoom call with some colleagues going over some stuff. And apparently he thought he'd shut off his feed.
His camera.
His camera and stuff.
But he just clicked his,
mute.
Mute.
And proceeded to... Well, let's just say Zoom dick is a hashtag now. Yeah. That's exploded.
You know, a swift one off the wrist.
He did.
And he couldn't, I guess he couldn't hear them?
No. No, he had no idea what was going on. And so now he has taken some time off, obviously. Yeah. The New Yorker's investigating. But it seems like it was
He didn't do it on purpose.
An accident.
I mean... If a woman had flashed her boob, we'd probably laugh a little bit, right?
Relentlessly.
Relentlessly what?
Unforgiving to a man who thought he was in the privacy of his home.
But he was on a, but I'm saying, you couldn't have, this guy's obviously done enough things in his life to,
I guess,
get to the upper echelon of society.
We've been on Zoom calls before. They're very boring.
Of course, but you couldn't have waited.
Wait to get off.
But he thought he was finished.
Couldn't wait to get off.
He thought he was done. He thought he shut it off and he was done.
I thought it was in the middle of the meeting and he had just, it was at the end of the meeting.
Yeah, I think
he thought he was finished.
Are we sure?
I would hope so, because you are right. If it's right in the middle of a meeting, you just, hold on guys, I'll be back. And, go.
Maybe they were talking about
article you read was...
He was excited about
that. He thought he was just going to take some time to do that. But maybe then I thought, maybe the wife and kids were in the grocery store for, half an hour or whatever.
Only window
he has. Zoom meeting.
Yeah. He's bored. So you're right.
He said, I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake, believing I was off camera. Yeah. I apologized to my wife, family, friends, and coworkers.
For the embarrassment.
I believed I was not visible on Zoom. I thought no one on the Zoom call could see me. I thought I had muted the Zoom video.
Okay, but so I guess Jamie is right then. He wasn't done. He was just taking a timeout. He thought he walked off camera. Dude, you got
to
come on.
It's hard to say.
Come on, you got to wait. It
says during / right after. So maybe the call was winding down.
And he thought he was dying.
Oh, all that inane small chat that doesn't matter at the end. Okay. And everyone's laughing. And
if it wasn't.
No, he did call back in. Okay. Let me.
So it was
regardless. Edit the language that they've used in this article. They saw him lower the camera down to that area and saw what he was doing. Toobin then left the call. Then moments later, he called back in, seemingly unaware of what his colleagues had been able to see. And then they just continued talking about stuff. So, I guess he was just taking a break.
So nobody else acted like they saw it either. Can you imagine the faces?
Hey, Jeff.
Don't tell him.
Now.
Can you imagine?
His Toobin was out.
The line between being disgustingly inappropriate and oops is so thin in this case. If you had any sort of idea what was going on, any idea.
Yeah.
Disgustingly inappropriate. If he had no idea, poor guy. No one should light him up. No one should ruin his career. No one should do anything. If you're mad at a guy.
Hard to live down now.
For taking care of business in his own home where he thinks he's in a private space. That's disgusting. Is it? Is it really?
during the meeting.
100%
during the meeting it is.
No, I'm saying, but if he just thought he was in his house.
Yeah.
That's the problem with Zoom. We're bringing our businesses into our homes. Yeah. He thinks he's safe in his house, which is the
safe spot,
most appropriate place for anyone in the world to do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the poor guy, if he did not know. If
thought he
did
was
know,
in his safe spot.
Yeah,
touching his
house.
Spot.
Yeah. Ah, terrible.
Like if that happened here, like if we happened to be on a call with our boss, Adam, who's often sitting in his home, and that happened, I'd be like, whatever. Hey, dude. Don't do that while we're on the phone, okay?
I mean, we would probably have some discussions about blackmail and other things first.
Yeah, but we'd use it to our advantage. Yeah. We wouldn't, like, wreck the guy's life.
No, no. We would just make sure we got some out of it.
Absolutely.
Hey, at least he muted his microphone, guys.
That's true. Yeah.
He didn't hear what was going on.
Hearing it would have been worse.
Oh, yeah!
That's exclusive audio. We're the only ones that have that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
All right, then that guy needs to be arrested.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing in his own time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Have any of you ever tried pocket-to-pocket boxers? Look them up.
No, I've never heard of them.
What is pocket to pocket?
I guess you'll look it up.
Yeah, you can go ahead if you...
Can you tell the stupid drivers with no lights on to turn them all on? It's pretty dark out. Like, wouldn't you notice? I guess not if you're in the city. If I was driving to work with no lights on, I just wouldn't be able to see anything.
I was yesterday for a little bit in a parking lot. I don't know why my lights were shut off. I was driving like, why can't I see anything? No, your lights are off. Yeah, I don't know what pocket to pocket is. What does it mean?
Some say it's like the little pouch there. I have a pair of Saks underwear that have like a little, it's like a very soft material cradle that come up beside your old testes.
Okay.
And stops from rubbing and chafing and stuff, but in a comfortable manner.
All right. No, I have not. I don't need any extra help in that area. What's something you won't talk about with your spouse, but you'll talk with strangers about? Not much, man.
Like,
stuff she's not interested in, maybe. Like, I know she doesn't care about.
I completely care.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something.
Is that reciprocated?
No.
No, never.
No.
Never.
Women never are concerned if you care about what they're talking about. They just talk.
They go.
Yeah, they go.
In our experience.
Yeah.
You lads all excited for all the, quote, Ottawa winter questions that will be coming in soon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
This is our second winter here and my 45th in this country, so I don't know what...
We've experienced winter before.
I don't know what...
I already got my snows on,
here.
I got my snows on, so I'm good to go. Don't worry about me.
What would you give up for a chance to win Toys 21?
You know what I give
up? I don't know. I'm sorry I asked that question. How much does language affect our thinking? A ton. An absolute ton. I can tell you that. My son, who has no language, because he has autism, is very... Some there's concepts he'll never grasp or understand because you need language to understand it. So,
sure.
It's massive. It's all of human sort of thinking. All of self-awareness comes based out of language. A lot of it.
Someone told me the singer from Creed worked at Shea, WTF.
Yeah.
We've had him on before. He's here right now.
Yeah.
Hold me now, because I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking,
Scott Stapp always in the corner here at Shea.
It gets worse every time.
Sings on command. What about with arms wide open, Scott?
With arms wide open.
Yeah, see?
In the desert.
Pretty good for no warm-up, I got to say. Just a guy sits in the corner.
Yeah,
he's adding to it.
Waiting to be called on.
What
like
a pro.
Every 6 weeks.
Every time it gets more and more creedy. Every time.
What's the silliest thing you've convinced someone of? I used to work with this girl, and she was a late license getter.
Okay.
Like, she was, like, 20, just starting to get her license, and I told her that the stop sign... Remember, the stop signs with white lines around the edge are just optional.
And so
she was on, like, a drive, like, with her dad, like, beforehand, like, preparing for her test. And so she said that, And she told me what he said to her, and I can't repeat on the radio. But I'm like, ha! Daughter! My daughter! She's still alive, which is good.
If your wife doesn't want to cook for you at home, is it okay to go to a restaurant for a nice, tasty meal? Well, yeah, you can go to a restaurant, or you can cook it yourself, you lazy prick.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not your wife's responsibility to cook for you. I hate to break it to you. This is not the 1920s anymore. I mean, you can pretty much cook yourself.
Yeah.
I saw that. I don't understand just about restaurants. I know outdoor eating is still allowed, right?
Oh, yeah.
But they've tarped off their patios so thoroughly. What's the difference?
Yeah, I saw a few.
Like, I don't want to knock restaurants because I know they're struggling. I don't want people to go, don't rat out restaurants. But
they're not supposed to be closed. There's actually a restaurant in Canada that I've been to that's delicious.
A bunch.
They got pinched because they got fined or whatever because their tarps were too close. Their tent were too close.
You're supposed to have like a foot above and a foot below or something for the air to.
You're still inside.
Yes. Yes.
So ridiculous.
I'm just curious.
These extra expense.
I feel so bad for the restaurants.
Oh, me too.
I want them to stay open and then serve as many people as they can safely. But I just like.
I saw a few posts of restaurants I follow and I'm like, wait a minute. That's just inside. Yeah. How did you do that?
Yeah. That is it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
With Joke Text.
It's time for Joke Text. You text us the best, worst joke to 762-555. We read them to Jamie. Everyone who laughs at the hardest wins.
What do you call an icicle that keeps giving you quizzes?
What?
A testicle. Oh, I didn't think you laughed that much at that one. Okay.
Why did the lady divorce her ghost husband?
Why?
Well, he was too possessive.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
What do they call a chicken coop with four doors?
What? Oh, a chicken sedan. Yeah, sorry.
What kind of shoes do ninjas wear?
What?
Sneakers.
That's because they're good sneakers.
They're going to sneak around.
How do cellmates communicate with each other?
How?
Cell phones.
Oh.
What do you call an annoying pumpkin who does stupid stuff?
What?
A jackass-o-lantern.
Yeah.
Did you know that Cardi B has a sister who is an athletic trainer?
No.
Cardio.
I should have known.
What do you get when 9 ants plus 1 buddy move in?
What?
10 ants.
Yeah, tenants.
Yeah.
Bunch of tenants there. Yeah. How much rent they pay, huh?
A cheese factory exploded in France. Mm. Debris is everywhere.
What do you call a hippie's wife?
What?
Mrs. Hippie.
Mrs. Hippie, yeah.
My wife told me to get in touch with my feminine side, so I crashed the car, and now I'm ignoring her for no reason. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Hey, yesterday, someone tried to sell me a coffin.
Really?
I told him that's the last thing I need.
Yeah, it would be
the last.
You wouldn't even need it, really.
Yeah, you don't really.
You just fall down and go in a ditch.
Yeah. Why do Italians make great hockey players?
Why?
Because they know how to pass the puck.
Yeah. I do.
Pass it a puck.
I think it's pasta puck. Like the T-A.
Pass it a puck.
Yeah. I can say that. I can like do that because I'm half Italian.
Why you're not? You're just married to one.
Yeah. So I'm half now. I'm step Italian. No.
You're step Italian.
Step Italian. Okay,
Italian in law.
I'll take that.
Man, I hope I die like my grandfather peacefully in his sleep. Unlike the passengers in his car.
How come the broom was late for the meeting?
Why?
It overswept.
It really swept in or something.
Hey, what do you call a man with a rubber toe?
Roberto.
That's
classic. Yeah. One of my faves. Yeah.
Did I tell you that we had pizza Saturday night and I couldn't find the pizza cutter?
No.
So I had to use the Bryan Adams CD. It cuts like a knife.
God.
Long way to go.
Long way to go.
What's it called when you kill chickpeas?
What?
Homicide.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
homicide.
All right.
Yeah, well, it's a favorite.
I love testicle.
Oh, the first joke.
That was a good one. What do you call it? What is it?
What do you call an icicle that keeps giving you quizzes? A testicle?
A testicle. Okay. But then, yeah. The one about the exploding cheese factory I liked.
Debris was everywhere?
Yeah, that was good. And the homicide was fantastic.
Which one?
My son's been chewing on power cords. Needless to say, he's grounded.
he's
but
grounded.
He's doing better currently.
Oh, a double whammy right.
So which one?
Debris is everywhere, was it?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you hear about the cheese factory that exploded in France? There was nothing left but debris. Was everywhere. I don't know. There's two the same. I have to get the one I actually read.
Debris is everywhere is the one you read.
Okay.
Hey, what's Whitney Houston's best coordination?
Hand-eye! Yeah.
All right, well, congratulations.
Yeah, debris is
debris.
Everywhere. You win.
You got yourself $100 and $6.49 vouchers, I'm guessing.
Yes, jackpot $11 million tomorrow.
Well, congrats.
I'll take it.
Wouldn't that be all right?
Yeah, not bad at all. Peace and round of Joe Tech's, boys.
Yep.
The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
What? What did you just do? What just happened?
Did you fall?
Don't worry about it.
I'm worried about it.
Just...
Are you okay?
I was about to stand up with these chairs that don't sit up straight, so you have to put a little extra core work to get out of the chair. Oh. I guess as I got up, I... slap my legs into working. I needed a little jump start. Okay.
Sorry, it was just very dramatic. I want to make sure you're okay.
we've been thinking about doing a new contest.
Yes.
We were talking about it. We called it, I think, just Oh Yeah.
Oh Yeah.
Yeah. And since we started talking about it, people have been calling and leaving their Oh Yeahs on the Dougie Line, which we found kind of fun.
Let's start with our boss. Do you want to start there?
Sure.
Sorry, Chris.
Well, just to give the backstory, Jamie... Yes, I'm not going to give the backstory.
Sorry.
He apologized interrupting me and then interrupted me right after the clip.
I had already started.
It was great.
Anyway.
Great production. So Jamie does this Oh Yeah that we play all the time. Do you have that one handy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah!
All right. And that led to other people trying to emulate it or make worse ones, like this one.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah. Or this one.
You can call live now and try one if you want.
Yeah.
613-750-1061. This is just for fun, though.
And now our boss, who did it also. Yeah. Do you have that one that I won't talk over the whole time? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So the idea for the contest was people calling whoever does the best Oh Yeah wins.
Yeah, totally subjective by us. Like
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, never know. In our wildest dreams, did we think it would be so popular? We have someone calling now.
Yeah. Hi, good morning. It's Shay. Who's this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Some are better than others. Some are.
That's
some
fine.
And now he's gone.
Some are better than others. We used to do something similar a long time ago on this show. We call Whoop-De-Doo.
Right.
Where people would just call in and yell Whoop-De-Doo. But I think there's a lot more options with Oh Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Because the whoop-de-doo always became the same thing. It was just whoop-de-doo. Everyone did exactly the same. There's lots of different versions of Oh Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that really disturbing one. There's yours, which is like a childish excitement one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
That's still the best, I think, so far that I've heard.
Our boss's isn't bad, too. It's just really long.
It is, yeah.
Oh, yeah!
That's not our boss. That's not our...
Oh, yeah!
Oh, I don't like that one either.
Oh, yeah!
No, stop it.
So, I think we're going to give it a try tomorrow.
Okay.
Because we did joke text already today, but tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And if you want to leave one on the Dougie Line overnight.
Absolutely.
Or any time, please feel free.
613-216-3849 or 216-Dougie, D-U-G-Y.
Now, there might be a few of you thinking, this is stupid.
You're right.
You're 100% correct.
Yeah.
Which is why we're going to do it.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Just an easy way.
Stop playing that one.
To give you a prize. That's all it
is. That's it. Yeah. That's it. And some good times and some good laughs.
You guys are clowns.
Damn right.
Well, whatever.
Damn right.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know that meme where it says going into work, thinking, paying the bills, and everything's going to get me ahead, and the guy's slowly putting on clown makeup?
Yeah.
Yes, there we are. We're just like everybody else.
We're all clowns.
Yeah.
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
Hi.
Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey yo, text us 762-555. Text the show We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live and why?
Yeah, I live someplace warm.
Jason,
I like the island of Grand Turk. It's great. Yeah.
You'd have a little beach hut there.
Yeah, I would live there. I would like fish in the mornings and then like eat and then like play, learn to play guitar moderately better at night.
I would live at a place called Lion's Bay.
Where's that?
It's on the coast of British Columbia, about 30 minutes up the highway from Vancouver.
Okay.
Because I still like a city. I know you don't, but I do like a city. But living on that coastal, and then I got Whistler, the half an hour the other way. That's like perfect for me. I don't mind rain, all that. James?
Eureka, California.
What's in Eureka, California?
Look, one way you've got the Pacific Ocean, turn around, you got mountains.
It's not so when people ask you where you live, you Eureka. Can yell Eureka?
Yeah, that would be a bonus. That would be a bonus.
I figured it was.
I don't have a face for radio, but is it easy to become a radio DJ?
Well, if you listen around the dial, you would think it would be. the industry is a shrinking industry.
It is
for
shrinking.
Sure.
More syndication, less jobs. Yeah. No overnight announcers anymore in most stations.
Generally,
where the rookies usually start. It's not. It's not
because
easy.
Most stations are corporately owned. They're not allowed to let you work for free and stuff.
Yeah,
when I was first starting, you could work. I literally worked for free for 2 years. Plus doing some paid stuff as well. But.
Sure.
And it's not making the money it was even when people were poorly paid. So people even paid less. And like we said, the syndication factor is really making it 15, less and less jobs.
15 years ago and beyond past, like in the past, creative outlets were what? TV and radio, right? Now a lot of the creative, you know, students, people coming out of high school, they're making money like in high school on YouTube and
TikTok and,
TikTok and stuff like that. So all the really creative ones aren't going into radio.
Also, pro tip, they haven't been called DJs in like 25
years.
Yeah.
Just announcers.
Would
you rather have poofy hair or flaming diarrhea? Oh, I think of the poofy hair.
Yeah.
Be way more comfortable.
Yeah, like actual flames.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's disgusting. Darwin's theory or aliens and apes? Well, they can both be together. I think maybe apes were helped along a little by aliens.
They're both more plausible than the one a lot of people think.
Yeah. The sky wizard ones. Yeah. Do you miss the sun at 4 a.m.? Not at all. I think daylight savings is stupid because I would rather have more light in the afternoon than in the morning. But
it doesn't really make much difference to me. I've never been bothered by the time change, nor will I be bothered when there isn't one.
This will be on your tombstone, Jason. You make it very clear how much it irritates you that others do not like the time change.
I guess they have a more regulated schedule than I do. I sleep whenever.
Yeah.
So the time, an hour here or there, doesn't bother me.
Do you guys have a pool? If not, can I sell you one?
No. I don't have a pool. I've lived in houses with pools. I put one in, bought one with one. So, I mean, if you want to give me a great deal on a hot tub, maybe we can talk. But I don't know about a pool.
I sold my pool in the spring.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was above ground.
Yeah.
And they just came and took the whole thing away.
Easier to sell than in ground. Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Yeah.
I don't mind a pool. They're fun to have. But I think I'm at the hot tub stage in my life. So, send me your best deal.
Yeah, maybe I'll jump in on it too if it's a really good one. Would you rather eat bull penis with vegan ice cream and hot sauce or cow tongue with bird urine?
Bull penis, I think.
Yeah, all those things are edible. Bull penis, vegan ice cream, and hot sauce.
Yeah.
Urine, not really edible, so I'm going to go with the edible selection.
Oh, I mean, there are some people.
Yes, there are, but you're not supposed to.
It doesn't come at the grocery store. Like, you can't buy a bag of urine. You can at Canadian Tire, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah, deer pee.
Oh, like deer pee. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think it's for drinking, though, is it?
No, I wouldn't drink it.
Oh, okay. That's a saying. I mean, I guess
one of the bags of the deer pee opened up at the Canadian Tire a few months ago, and it did not smell good.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Smelled like pee.
Yeah, some strong pee. Stronger than cat pee?
Different. Yeah. Different than cat pee.
More gamey?
Yes, more gamey.
Okay. That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Questions.
Time now for Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto
What?
It's Auto What? Five questions, 30 seconds to answer them. You can pass anyone you don't know and come back to it, but you have to get them all in. Your first answer for each is the one that counts, and we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. Who we got?
Steve.
Good morning, Steve.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
We're good. How are you doing today?
Good, man.
You excited?
Oh, very.
You nervous?
Maybe a little.
Okay. Well, good luck to you.
All right. Your time will begin after I ask the first question.
All right.
What U.S. state was home to the first land battle of the American Civil War?
West Virginia.
What Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers song was number one on the charts 58 years ago today?
Pass.
In what country did Halloween originate?
Romania.
Who was the host of the original Unsolved Mysteries?
Oh, crap. Pass.
Should McDonald's bring back pizza?
Definitely.
What Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers song was number one on the charts 58 years ago today?
Sorry, Steve.
You didn't get them all.
Man.
I suck.
No, you don't.
No, some of those were tough.
Jamie has.
Yeah, took some work.
Yeah, tough crop today.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, we'll let you go, and then we'll review the answers.
Have a good one. Yeah.
Okay. Should McDonald's bring back pizza? Steve said yes. He is, of course, correct.
Damn right.
One of the best things ever.
It was amazing.
Who was the host of the original Unsolved Mysteries? Steve had no idea. Robert Stack. Robert Stack. What country did Halloween originate? Yeah, he didn't. Well, he said Romania. It's actually Ireland.
Was it really?
Yeah. That's what Jamie says anyway.
That's what Jamie says.
Well, that's what the internet says.
No, fair enough. Yeah. I'm not going to argue. I don't know the answer.
Sure, yeah.
I am reluctant to read the answer of this question.
The next one?
What Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers song was number one on the charts?
Oh, I know what it is.
58 years ago.
Don't say the answer. Don't say the
answer. He did the Monster Mash. It was a graveyard.
Boy, they were having
Steve
a time.
Had no idea because he's a cool guy. And he wouldn't know this stupid song because Steve was a good guy.
Nobody in the right mind would know who sang the song. It's a children's song that they play at children's Halloween
It was
parties.
Number one.
He did the Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash. Anyway, continue.
And what U.S. state was home to the first land battle of the American Civil War? Steve was right. He said West Virginia.
West Virginia.
What year was Monster Mash number one?
1962.
So, what age do you think are the most? Like, who decides the charts? 20-year-olds, probably, for the most part. Like, top music charts are decided by 20-year-olds, 20-ish years. So, in 1962, if you were 20, how old are you right now?
Oh, yeah, but I also asked a question about when Halloween originated.
I can't get that. You're getting defensive without me even finishing my question.
I can't do quick maths like that.
So when was it again? 60?
62.
So you were 20 in the 60s. It's 60 years later, so you're 80-year-old right now.
Okay.
So you're almost dead.
But it's a pretty famous song.
I'm glad.
Yeah?
That if you were a part of making that song number one,
I see.
You're almost dead.
Okay.
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
The Dougie Line, just honestly going crazy.
The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
Yeah, lots of topics, lots of people calling, lots of reasons why. We give you topics most days, too, but you can leave a message anytime at 216-3849 or 216-Dougie.
People calling about gardening.
Yep.
You know, their crops.
Not all make the show, let's be clear.
No, not all. Some are terrible.
We had a gentleman with a very long story about marriage, but we're going to play it anyways. Here, listen. Yeah.
Hi, Biggs and Barr. This is Norm talking. I'd like to talk about weddings. About 32 years ago, me and my wife decided to get married.
And that was that.
Must have been a good time.
I wonder, is that symbolic, you think?
He did.
Like his life was over at that point, or like what?
He did talk about weddings. He said he did. 32 years ago, him and his wife got married.
Let's listen again. Maybe there's a hidden
message
in there.
Did we miss something?
Yeah. Hi, Biggs and Barr. This is Norm talking. I'd like to talk about weddings. About 32 years ago, me and my wife decided to get married.
No, I think that was it. I don't think there's any more.
That's all he knows about weddings. That him and his wife, they got married 32 years ago. Well, congrats.
Yeah, big time congrats.
We had another fella call the Dougie line and do an impression for us.
Here. Yes, he did.
Hey, so I had the fortunate experience of talking with an anti-masker.
Okay.
A mask debater. I like that. They're being called that.
Yeah, yeah. Mask.
This weekend. And I think I got the gist of their argument. So here's kind of what they said to me.
I don't want to wear a mask.
Pretty compelling argument, gotta say. Anyway, take it easy, guys.
Now, us being an equal opportunity show, if you feel differently about that, feel free to call the Dougie line.
Yeah, I mean, that's his impression.
613-216-3849, 216-Dougie, and we'll play yours.
I've never heard that a person speak that way about masks. Like, personally, I haven't. But because most people I run into wear masks.
Yeah. I haven't really seen anyone have a fit
about it either. So, yeah, I mean, but again, thank you for the calls, I guess. I don't know. We got a bad impression and a no story.
Yeah, well, I hear this guy's story about his wedding again.
Yeah.
Hi, Biggs and Bar.
We have time.
This is Norm talking. I'd like to talk about weddings. About 32 years ago, me and my wife decided to get married.
That's it. I think that's...
Oh, yeah.
The more you play it, the more I like it.
Wait,
like
this?
No, the other call.
Hi, Biggs and Bar.
This is Norm. Listen to
talking. I'd like to talk about weddings.
So many layers.
About 32 years ago, me and my wife decided to get married.
And that was that. It was over. Yep.
Yeah, wow.
I feel you, Norm.
So much to pick up from that, you know? It's layers, Jamie. You got to look beyond the surface.
I get it. You know?
Hi, Biggs and Bar. This is Norm talking. I'd like to talk about weddings. About 32 years ago, me and my wife decided to get married.
All right. Okay.
I think we've all grown as people today.
On the Biggs and Bar Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Do what that guy said. What's your favorite spot in Ottawa?
My house.
Yeah, my house.
You mean other than my house? I don't know. It's tough to choose. I like walking around the market.
Like the market, yeah.
Yeah, especially during like Winterlude and stuff. Something about seeing some nice lights in the downtown setting in wintertime. It's nice.
I like some of the trails.
Sure.
Real nice spots. Jamie, where's your favorite spot?
I like driving the parkway down by the river.
Yeah, that's nice too.
Yeah, that is a nice spot. Yeah.
I like Princess Auto. I'm there a lot.
What's your favorite cheese? I got to go Havarti, 100%.
Havarti's nice. I like, you buy it at Costco, it's like a Jarlsberg. It's kind of like a Swiss, but not exactly. And of course, I like a smoked Gruyere, but you don't want to smoke cheese all the time.
Jamie's obviously Parmesan. What Danish filling reigns supreme? So which filling for your Danish do you like the most?
I'm maybe unpopular, but I'm partial to a cream cheese Danish.
Really? Yeah, you like cream cheese Danish? I don't mind one of those.
Disgusting.
Probably apple. For me. Yeah, maybe
you combine the apple and the cream cheese together. Yeah. Oh, amazing. Oh, amazing.
Throws on my ears.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys hear the news article about the reporter that was pulling the goalie on the Zoom car?
Yeah, we talked about it earlier today. Yeah.
Oh, on the Zoom call, I guess. Yeah, we did talk about it today.
Zoom Dick.
Yeah, Zoom Dick was trending.
What was his name again?
Tuner?
Jeff Tubin.
Tubin. Works for the New Yorker or whatever.
He was on a Zoom call. He thought he had turned off his camera, and then he didn't. But he took his little Tubin out and was.
And the timing of it. We initially you may have been confused, thinking it was after the call, but mm-hmm. he logged back in after.
Yeah, he thought he'd stepped away, shut off the call. I don't know why he needed to go.
Right then and there.
Stress.
Go play a little game of pickle tickle then. But then he came back and they all saw it, right?
So, they acted like nothing had happened until afterwards. I mean, I've done all sorts of things on Zoom calls. That's not one of them.
That's true. I mean, we have seen our boss topless, though. He does take his shirt off for us sometimes.
Yeah. Very inappropriate.
Yeah, we don't ask. Let's just be clear.
Yeah, no, it is not consensual.
He just does it.
Okay, maybe you tried Burger King's chicken parm.
I haven't. Someone actually tweeted at me the other day.
It's okay.
Is it? Yeah. I'm more of a purist.
It's what you expect.
Okay.
Right? You wouldn't be disappointed if you went in knowing what you were expecting.
Okay.
It's a good sandwich. Like it's a good fast food sandwich.
Sure. Really?
Yeah. Okay. It really is. You should try it. Should you leave the leaves on the ground or rake before winter?
I should mulch them if you're going to leave them.
Yeah, I made the mistake of leaving a pile.
Oh.
A pile, like, because it got...
It's the worst.
It snowed, and then it did this, and then battled that grass all year, boy.
What'd you just say?
I tried to get the grass back. It worked eventually.
But. Well, you just got to mulch them, like, to death. Yeah. And just spread them over, and then they'll decay that way. But if you leave them in a big pile, it'll kill your lawn.
It actually releases nitrogen into the soil
when it's good for nitrogen.
I'm at that point where my trees in my front are like half fallen off. So I have a lot of leaves on my lawn, but I'm like,
that sucks.
I'm going to have to rake it again if I rake it now.
But it keeps being wet.
I know. I don't know. It's raining every day.
Does your lawn border your neighbor's lawn? Like your lawns touch each other?
Yeah.
Okay, just fire them over on his side.
Okay.
There's an older guy in my neighborhood who does that off his driveway, and he just... grabs the blower and just...
Onto the road?
Onto his neighbor's driveway. I couldn't believe my eyes. I was seeing it. It was amazing.
Here's a racist question.
Oh.
What's the sexiest race of women?
Oh, the walking.
The walking race?
Yeah, the walking race at the Olympics. Because they're wiggling,
Oh, I see.
Is that what that meant?
Oh, like actual race.
Isn't that what that meant?
I think that's what it meant. Yeah, the speed walkers, because they do a little butt wiggle when they walk along. Is that the sexiest for you, James?
Yeah, I guess.
If you're
swimming.
If you're asking about like races of people, then I mean, there's beautiful people all over the world. There's ugly people all over the world. It doesn't matter.
No, I wouldn't. I don't think I would ever. I don't even think if I wanted to, I could be like, this is the sexiest race.
And some people, regardless of what race they're from, as soon as they open their mouth, become very ugly.
Yes,
that is true. Yeah, that is very true. And that is it for another edition of.
Instant Answer Question.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
Well, we thank you again for tuning in today. A few quick reminders. Your next chance to get that key. Not many left. Only 20 keys left for Toys 21. We're getting down to it, boys.
Sure are.
So that'll be at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can call the Dougie line anytime you want.
613-216-3849.
Leave a message about anything. If you want to leave us an oh yeah.
Oh yeah!
Any style you want.
We will be doing that tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll be doing the first edition of oh yeah.
Oh yeah!
The contest.
So terrible.
All right. Anything else we got to plug away? We got 2 hours nonstop rock coming up in a second.
Yep.
And that it?
Okay, Wednesday or Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
Okay.
We are off right now to a secret location to do a bit of a photo shoot for a secret thing we're going to be bringing out real soon to help the snowsuit fund. And also,
soon it won't be a secret.
Wet your palate there.
Whistle.
Yeah, wet your whistle. Nothing worse than a dry whistle, eh?
No, it's terrible.
No. You know, there's like a lot of people who can't whistle.
Really?
Like, can't. Can you whistle, Chris?
Yeah.
I can't do like the fingers in the mouth whistle.
Chris can't whistle.
I can't whistle.
Oh my God.
If you don't make me laugh, I can whistle.
Okay.
Hey, come on, whistle. Wow.
That is a weak whistle.
Chris can't whistle. That's why you were like, he threw it off. And I was like, you know, some people can't whistle.
Nervous.
So coming up, we got some music.
See?
Whistle twinkle, twinkle, little star or something like that.
Wow.
Why am I nervous?
Why
am I nervous?
I can hear it. It's just not good.
I'm a decent whistler.
Oh, boy.
You're having a lot of trouble right now.
You can't whistle. I'm sorry for bringing it up.
I totally
can't.
Do you remember when you were a kid?
What is happening right now?
And like your friend's older brother would like wrestle you guys and then he'd pinch your nipple and tell you to whistle?
Yeah.
You couldn't do it.
That's why his nipples are so small.
Do you want me to pinch your nipple so you can do it? I would if it wasn't COVID.
I don't understand what is happening.
He's just to say you can't whistle. It doesn't make you less of a man.
No, you can't do it.
You can't do it.
Man. You have something to work on for tomorrow.
Come on, tomorrow on the show. We'll see if Chris has learned to whistle.
I'm going to do a video of it on social later.
Don't you dare miss it.
No, wait till tomorrow.
I can totally whistle. No, I can really whistle.
Okay.
What is going on?
I think you should practice and then come back tomorrow.
This is the weirdest thing.
Don't miss it. Tomorrow at Shea 106 and the Biggs and Barr Show, we'll find out if Chris Biggs has learned to purse his lips and whistle.
I don't understand what's happening right now. This is really strange.
You're not whistling. That's what's happening.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. We should go.
Settle down.
I don't want to embarrass you.
2 hours nonstop rock. Right now. See you tomorrow.
The Biggs and Barr Show.